do have our guest. Let's okay. go to him. It is John Leguizamo, of course. He's been in so many movies and so many TV shows, very accomplished actor. Well, he's making his directorial debut, a movie that is out today in all the places you can get video on demand. It's called Critical Thinking, based on a true story about some teens in an underserved area of Miami back in 1998 that ended up going to the National Chess Championship. John, what was it about this role that you had as the mentor and about directing it? What about this project drew you in?
That they won, right. You know, that they became United States national chess champions from the most unlikeliest of places, you know, Overtown in Miami, which was a super tough neighborhood back in the day, is today. And you know, first of all, they became regional champs, kicked butt all over the region, then state Florida champs, and then, you know, became kicked a Copian. Copian was the biggest national American winner, and Marcel Martinez beat him in 1998. And that story was so inspiring to me because it shows how much talent, how much genius, how much gifted children are in these communities, Latin communities, that are underserved, where they're defunded public schools, where you know there's no damn trickle down economy that doesn't exist. It's a myth. And there's only a few of them that get tapped, you know, that they find a mentor. These were the lucky ones.
Oh, John, this is Jan Wall. I'm a film critic here. I've interviewed you about four times for Tu Wong Fu, for Moulin Rouge, for all kinds of things.
Of course, Jan. I know you. Big ups to you.
Yeah, thank you, dear. Listen, this movie is so damn good. First of all, you're describing it, but you're not describing how funny it is. And your character is just a riot. Of course, it's John Leguizamo. So you're this charismatic teacher, reminding me a little bit of the movie Stand and Deliver. You know,
it
really, and a little bit of Blackboard Jungle, a little bit of The Great Debaters. You've got this celebration of funny, witty, charismatic teachers too.
Yeah, I mean, the guy, the original guy, Marcel Martinez, I went to Florida, Mario Martinez, sorry. I spent time with him, and the beautiful thing about this man is that he was all in. So unconditional about his love for these guys and what he would do. There was nothing he wouldn't do for them to get them to where he got them, and it was, you know, it was a very difficult task. Some of them were in trouble. Mm-hmm. Some of them, you know, it was hard. It's hard to be a ghetto nerd because you don't fit anywhere and you don't
right.
feel safe anywhere. And he was able to create this elective where the guys had a safe space to be nerds, to be bookworms, and to nurture that.
You're a nerd. You know, when I think about it, even though you could play something as crazy as Toulouse-Lautrec or, you know, a big drag queen, you're still, there's this kind of intellectualism to you. You know, you did that one-man show. You know, you've got this nerd, ghetto nerd.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely a ghetto nerd. I've always been a street intellectual, and I grew up with lots of street intellectuals. You know, and yeah, we love the word. We love book knowledge, vitamin K. You know, knowledge is the key to everything, and I believe that. And so did Mario Martinez. You know,
and we get to
everything.
Meet the real guys at the end, Rick. We meet the real guys at the end. That is so cool of you, John.
Oh, because, you know, they helped me out. You know, I told the guys, I said, I need you here. You got to make me authentic. I don't want to fudge anything. If it looks fake, please call me out. And the five guys, who are now like 40, were on the set every day, 12 hours a day, taking shifts and helping me out.
We're speaking with John Leguizamo, Rick Tittle, and Jan Wall, the new movie Critical Thinking, out today, video on demand. It's interesting, John, when you look at all the movies and the TV shows, and we can go on and on. When I heard you were going to be on the show, the first thing that popped into my head was, that's the guy that shot Harrison Ford in the head. You know, it's funny what you think
of. Thank God I've come a long way from that because, you know, that was embarrassing. I mean, here I was a Latin man representing my people because we were, you know, barely existent in movies and whatnot, even though, you know, we're the largest minority in America and the biggest voting bloc, 32 million registered voters. We're going to decide the presidency this year.
Well, decide it, baby, and do it right.
I'm registered already, and registering as many people as I can. You know, yeah, I had to play a guy who shot Harrison Ford. It was embarrassing, humiliating, you know, and but I wanted to hang out with Mike Nichols, who was a huge idol to me, and that was my only way as a Latin man to get next to him.
Well,
that's the thing about directing.
You?
Who have been some of your directorial influences as you did it for the first time yourself?
Dude, I mean, I had the luck of working with the greats. I have worked with Baz Luhrmann, Spike Lee, Ava DuVernay, Brian De Palma, Tony and Ridley Scott, Barry Levinson. And you know, I always sat next to them. I always watched them. I studied them, asked them. I was the guy, always the nerd, asking all the questions. Why three cameras? Why are you using three cameras? Why did you go to the Steadicam instead of doing it on tracks and doing it on dolly? You know, why are you going to the wide-angle lens instead of, you know, the long lens? You know, I was always asking those questions. And they were more than happy to elevate me and to educate me.
The casting on this film, on your critical thinking film, is perfect, spot on. I actually fell in love with the guy from Cuba. I mean, what a beautiful actor.
Yes, I agree. He has an incredible old-school beauty, the simplicity
right?
of his work.
Right.
You know, that the economy of gesture.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that he has that he owns. And, you know, born in Cuba and from Miami, Jeff Bautista.
What do people, when you're on the street, John, what do people recognize you from? What are they, I mean, do you get the queens recognizing you from Tu Wong Fu?
Oh, yeah, you know, exactly. Everybody who, you know, according to the demographic, you know, obviously LGBTQ community gives me big ups for Chichi Rodriguez and Tu Wong Fu. And then my hoodies always, you know, Empire and Carlito's Way.
Mm-hmm.
And then my cinephiles, it's always Spike Lee's movie. Summer Sam.
Ah.
I got to say, too, I liked you in that Waco thing as Detective Vasquez, because I always think, you know, John Leguizamo is going to be this kind of sassy or crazy guy. It was very subdued, and you really showed your vulnerability, I think, in that role.
Well, you know, that story is so shocking, and, you know, showing that ATF made a big mistake, you know, and there's a horrible tragedy that happened. And all the detectives, ATF, in Texas were Latin guys, you know. And I wanted to represent correctly, you know. I really wanted to – I spent time with them, talked to ATF. I didn't get a chance to talk to the real guy because he signed something with the government where he's not allowed to comment on it.
You know, sorry to sound like a cinematic history nerd, but the history of Hollywood and Hispanics – actually, the 1920s, man. I mean, there was some big time in the 30s. In
Ramon
40s.
Navarro, yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Dolores Del Rio.
Exactly.
No, that was a porn star, sorry.
but there was a lot of that. I love
Dolores
you
know,
Del Rio.
Was, but,
why are you laughing about her? I love her.
I mean.
She's Mexican.
Yes, yeah, she is. The problem is that, look, we're almost 20% of the population, if you count my undocumented brothers and sisters, and less than 3% of the faces in front of the camera, less than 2% of the faces behind the camera, less than 1% of the stories being told by Hollywood streamers and networks. That's psychosocial erasure. How can you be in Los Angeles where the population is 50% Latin in Hollywood and then have zero executives
mm-hmm.
at the studios? And in New York City, where I live, Latin people are equal to whites in population. We're 35 to 35, and less than 1% of the stories in the New York Times, Daily News, New York Post, New York Magazine are about us. And
is
forget about editors
now?
And writers.
Is it changing?
Too slowly.
John, we could talk to you all day. I know you got to get to your next interview. We want to keep your people happy. John Leguizamo, directorial debut, and he's starring in Critical Thinking, out
great
today,
movie.
Video on demand. Highly
great
recommend.
Movie.
Thanks a
Thank
lot,
you.
John.
I'm only leaving because I got to talk to Joe Biden right now, for real.
For real, good.
For
go
real,
for
I'm
it.
Getting
Help
off
him.
The phone.
Help him, John.
Love my Joe.
All right, thanks, John.
Bye, babe.
All right, appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. John Leguizamo, everybody.